Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
When finances are tight, it can be difficult for women to afford to purchase the feminine hygiene products they need. The emotional consequences may be significant, especially for middle and high school girls. But you can help. Let's go in depth with Heidi Feldman, organizer of a feminine hygiene drive from Knoxville. So Heidi, you're having a feminine hygiene drive. What's a feminine hygiene drive?
Yes, well, I'm basically asking people in the community for donations of new packages of tampons, pads, panty liners, and new packaged women's underwear. I've kind of noticed just over kind of the course of my life that that's something that I take for granted, that I can afford those products. And when my daughters are, you know, old enough to need those products, I will be able to provide them for them. But I know that there's a lot of people out there that can't. And it's an expense that I think a lot of women just kind of take for granted. And then there's other women who it probably really hinders their ability to function normally, you know, at those times of their month, of the, you know, the times of their cycle. You know, they might not be functioning well at work because they're worried about it, that they can't, you know, they can't afford those things, worried about their daughters at school, you know, having to deal with, you know, not having enough hygiene products to function in a normal way in society.
So the idea just came to you, just out of the blue?
Kind of, yeah. I'd seen a few other cities. Like, I've got some friends in bigger cities that work, you know, with, like, junior leagues and those kinds of stuff, like big women's organizations. And I've been seeing, you know, bigger organizations taking on this similar, you know, donation-type project. And so I thought to myself, I was like, well, there's got to be, you know, somebody in Knoxville that does this, or in Marion County that does this. And I know Marion County Public Health is always distributing these kinds of products, but they have a limited budget. And so I spoke to a friend who works there, and she said, yes, it's a need, and it's always a need, but she said it's a big need right now that they could definitely use some relief on. So I will be donating everything that I gather to Marion County Public Health to be distributed to women and teenagers in Marion County.
I'm guessing, well, I know that all of the women know the pricing of this, but I bet a lot of the men don't know. Is it expensive or what?
Yes. Tampons, pads, panty liners are, you know, run between like $6 to $10 a box. And usually a box sometimes can last you one cycle, maybe not. It just, again, it depends on the woman and it depends on her body. And where she, you know, where she's at in her life too. Some women experience cycles a little bit quicker than others, you know, due to hormones and those kinds of things. So some women have, you know, a couple periods a month, and some have one a month. Some have, you know, one every couple months. So it's just kind of one of those things that it's definitely an expense for a family. And then when you start to think of factor in teenagers and daughters, when that starts happening, you know, as young as, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not a women's health expert by any means, but I'm, you know, usually between the ages of 10 and 12 is when that starts happening to young women. And for, you know, families who have multiple daughters and a woman herself, you know, the mom in charge of the family as well, it can be quite an expense for a family.
Okay, so for one woman, it could be a couple hundred bucks a year?
Yes.
Okay, so you've got, let's say you have three women in the household, you're mm-hmm. talking... Yep. $600?
Yes.
I mean, so that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And it's something that, I, like I said, again, like I kind of take for granted because it is something that I can't afford. But I know that, I know that, you know, that's like you said, that's an expense and that's a big chunk of money for a family that they could be spending on food and rent and mortgage payments and those other things that they need.
Hey, buddy.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the feminine hygiene drive with Heidi Feldman. I've never thought of this, and I'm not surprised, but the, I mean, for, let's say, a girl in middle school or high school, if she doesn't have what she needs, I mean, what stress that could put on her.
Yes. Yes. And I, there was always kind of a, you know, that was always stressful at first when you're, a, you know, a growing woman and your body's changing, that all these, you know, different things are happening. And yes, exactly. It's something, even if you have the products at that age, you're constantly worried about it. You know, it's something that you're not, you might not be focusing as well in school, in class, because you're worried, you know, you're worried about something happening that somebody would be able to see. And so for girls, yes, you hit the nail on the head. It, if they don't have the proper, you know, the proper products to help them stay sanitary and help them, you know, get through that, you know, 6 to 10 days of their week, then, yeah, it could add a lot of stress, and they definitely could be functioning, you know, not at their full capacity.
So, yeah, the body changes, the pressures of school, the normal social pressures, and put this in it, and then I get, I don't know, I'm sort of, I don't want to over-dramatize it, but, I mean, it's just sort of, it's a really, really bad situation in school.
Yep. It's a, and, yeah, it's a lot for a young girl to deal with. So if I can, you know, if we can help in a little way to kind of alleviate, at least she knows she has it. So she can, you know, take her breaks and go to the restroom and make sure that she's got that, that extra level of comfort, I think will really make a difference in a lot of young girls' lives.
A lot. Okay, so you're asking, now say again what you need.
We need packages of tampons. They come in different absorbent, you know, different sizes, different absorbencies, any size, any brand we will take. Pads, again, any size, any brand. Panty liners, any size, any brand. And then new packaged underwear. Again, any size, you know, I'm there's women in every, in every size that will, be needing, you know, these products.
Well, and okay. And you're having the drive from when this airs through the 27th of October, right?
Yes.
All right. And so this is a new idea. You're just going to see if it works.
Yes.
So you've got a short window of time and you have some drop-off points.
Yes, I do.
Where?
Real Fitness is one of my drop-off points. It will be during her hours of operation, so you might have to check either check in with me or check her website or Facebook page during the times that she has classes will be a drop-off point. And then 111 downtown the restaurant during their business hours as well will be a drop-off point. Or if neither of those work for you, just shoot me a text message or an email or call me, and I am happy to arrange pickup for you.
And what's your phone number?
Okay, it's 515-554-1243. Or you can email me at HeidiRayFeldman@gmail.com.
Heidi Ray, R-A-E.
Yes, correct.
Okay. HeidiRayFeldman@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the feminine hygiene drive with Heidi Feldman. There has to be a great need in the community. If we think about that about half, I think, of the kids in the schools are free and reduced lunch.
Correct.
And so that means that I'm guessing at least half of the families in town, maybe thousands of women, need this help.
Yep, and they don't just need it once. They need it every month from the ages of 10 to 12 to their late 40s, early 50s. Like it's definitely a part of our, you know, part of a woman's life and for the majority of her life. And it's not something that, you know, just happens one time, like childbirth, you know, or two or three times. Like it happens. It's a part of our every day, really.
Well, why is it I mean, we hear of food drives. I mean, the KNI Care Less does a food drive every year.
Excellent, yep.
And lots of different people help with food, summer lunches, other kinds of efforts to help people that need a hand in the community. We're pretty good at that. Why have I never heard of anything like this? Why? And it's never even dawned on me. I mean, I'm guessing I'm a product of the culture, but why do you think this is?
You know, I think part of it is that there's maybe a little bit of a stigma with women in general of, you know, being a little bit embarrassed during that time. You know, women always kind of sneak off to the bathroom, and girls have to sneak off to the bathroom, and they probably hide tampons in their pockets or in their purses, you know. So it's just not something that we see everybody doing. We see people eating, we see people, you know, needing those things, but it's not something that's on, you know, you don't really see people using it, and you don't see people not being able to afford it. So it's, I think it's just one of those things that it's not top of mind awareness, basically. And that, you know, there is a little bit of a, like I said, just a bit of a stigma, you know, like women will go to the grocery store and buy, they're afraid to just buy a box of tampons. So they'll buy a box of tampons and like three other things so that the cashier doesn't, you know, think, oh, she needs tampons. Like, who cares? You know, it's just something that happens to you. And I think the more people talk about it and the more we have things like this, that it will become, like you said, something that people think of. And those food drives, you can donate, you know, you can donate non-perishable things, you know, you can donate household items, you know, paper towels, toilet paper, those kinds of things people donate usually in food drives, right? This is something that you could toss right in there along with diapers and wipes. You know, those are things that families really need. And I think since it's, you know, the woman specific and it's something that she, you know, doesn't really talk about, that it, you know, you don't, it's something that I think that might not be what we necessarily think of right away.
Well, there's also sexism that goes into it too, right?
I mean, yeah,
for have been running, have been sort of the powerful sex in the public sphere for millennia, and that's changing.
Yeah.
And so so you're trying to break through that millennia of
absolutely.
Stigma and sexism.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, I don't want people to look at it as it's a feminist idea. It's not. It's humanitarian. Like, women are humans, and this is something that happens to women, and it's something that they need. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. Women didn't do anything wrong to have, you know. The reason that this happens is to continue on the human race. So I think that for that, we should, you know, be able to give some tampons and pads and things that these women need for. Thank you. We appreciate you for carrying on our culture and our, you know, carrying on our species. Like, you know, without us, you wouldn't be here, people. So
in some way, it seems to be pretty simple. You told me about, I mean, it's a drive. It's a feminine hygiene drive.
Yep.
But it's also revolutionary.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I definitely just think it's something that people don't think of, and maybe they should a little bit more. And maybe it will help people have a little more grace when it comes to, maybe teachers will have a little bit more grace with female students that ask to go to the restroom and those kinds of things, that know that they're not just trying to cut class and trying to get out of, you know, an annoying assignment. No, they have something else on their mind, and they, you know, want to go make sure that they're taken care of and that they're, you know, that they're staying sanitary and all those things. So, you know, maybe it will just kind of open everybody's eyes a little bit more, that it's really not something to be ashamed of, and it's not something that women should have to hide. And, you know, it will give people a little bit, just give everybody a little bit more grace when it comes to things like that.
Thanks to Heidi Feldman for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.